Welcome to Thursday Thunder, Decision Fatigue. Now, I forgot my tripod. I think it's in the car. I don't know where it is. But guess what? I'm going to do it anyway. It's Thursday. I do this every Thursday. I made a decision to do this every Thursday. Thus, I have no decision fatigue on this matter because I just do it. Rain or shine, thunder or not, tripod or not, Pepper, pretty much always. Look what I just saw. Look at this. Here's another. This is off topic. Let's see if I can get this in here. Get him? There he is. Cool, right? That wouldn't have happened. I wouldn't have found little Mr. Mushroom had I not decided to do it anyway. If I were home and thinking about, should I do my video? Should I write my book? Should I lose weight? Should I start exercising? All of these should and could and when and maybe and if and how and why, where, when, who. There's enough questions, right? But there's only one answer. And that is, I will do it. No, it's even better. I am doing it. I have decided to do it. I'm doing it. Right? For me, it's super easy. It's every Thursday I record a video. It's every day I create something, a blog post, a chapter, a video, an audio, a podcast episode, an audio chapter, every single day. There is no debate. There is no questioning. There is no if, when, should, when, why, what, whom. It's going to happen. The reason I'm mentioning this is because we have, well, one of the reasons, one is because it's just a nice thing to have. Decision fatigue is fatiguing. It's tiring. Oh. A mosquito on my finger holding the camera. Daredevil. Why does this matter? Decision fatigue. We get tired, fatigue, we get tired of thinking of, are we going to do it or not? And then all the nuances of why we're not going to do it. Whereas if we decide the one thing, I'm going to do it, it all falls away. And there is no more decision fatigue. There is no more fatigue. Because we have decided. Now, I'm putting on a summit, a conference, online summit, whatever you want to call it, a gathering of people speaking on a topic. The topic is create, clearly. And I'm going to do it. And we decided about 3 weeks ago that we're actually going to do it. And that has made everything easier because we're going to do it. And the if and the when and the how and the blah, 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 the tech, that's all just details. And it's going to happen, and it's going to happen October, I think it's 13, 14, 15, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of October. It's in like 10 days. And is it going to be the most award-winning, best summit of all time? No, I can tell you right now, don't put it up for any award nominations. It's not going to win. But guess what? We're going to do it. Guess what? I might see a little red and white mushroom. I might meet somebody I hadn't met. I might try something I had never done. Oh, wait a minute. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm putting on a conference. It's my first conference. I've never done it before. It could be a total flop. But you know what? It's going to be the first, and it's going to get done. And the next one will be better. Why? Because I learned during that first conference. Why? Because I decided to do it. In November, starting the last week of October, October 26th, I think it is, we, Nicolene and I, are putting on a workshop. It's called Boost Your Brand with a Book. It's about getting a short nonfiction book done in 6 weeks. Now, I know a lot of you can come up with a gazillion reasons why you're not going to do it. And I totally get it. And that's fine. But then for those of you on the fence with decision fatigue, I can just see you like in the doctor's office. Yes, I have decision fatigue. Yeah, we all had it. It sucks. It's no fun. Decision fatigue is mind-numbingly tiring. It's awful. So what am I asking the students right when they get into the course? Decide. You're going to do this. I know you paid the money. I know you signed up. I know you've blocked out your schedule for 6 weeks. Yeah, as if anybody can do that. But all we really need is a mindset shift of that decision. I am going to write a book in 6 weeks with Bradley and Nicolene, and I'm going to get it done. And it's going to go into the chapter one anthology out December 17th. That's it. That's it. That's all they need to do. Decide, and the rest will flow. It's like putting your canoe in the river and going downstream. Once you get in the boat and let go of the riverbank, it's floating. Sure, you've got a guide, you got to paddle once in a while, you got to watch out for that tree stump, but it's all downstream once you make that decision. Want to keep with the river thing? You know where I'm going. Because guess what decision fatigue is? Decision fatigue, it's probably even worse than paddling upstream. At least you made a decision and you're struggling. Decision fatigue is even worse. It's probably more like, I'm on the coast. I'm thinking about getting in the water. Not sure if I'm going to go upstream or downstream. Might go across the river. You know, I should probably get a bigger boat. I'm not even going to go there. You get it. That's decision fatigue. That's, should I write a book to boost my brand, to boost my business? As an entrepreneur, I've been wanting to write a book. Well, gee, let's see. Is anybody putting out an invitation like for 6 weeks when they'll help me and handhold me and have accountability and checklists and phone calls and Q&As and we can write the book together? Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, that would be Bradley and Nicolene. Okay, I'm clearly plugging my own workshop here, but we're going to help you with decision fatigue because you're going to get over your fatigue of not deciding. It actually should be called like lack of decision fatigue because once you make a decision, the fatigue is over. It's done. It's raining. It's Thursday. I'm out here anyway because I made the decision to record a video every single Thursday in 2020. There is no decision I have to make. There is no thinking process of do I do this today? No, I do it. When you decide to write a book in November, you will get it done. Because in your mind, you have shifted from should and when and if and all that to I will do it. I will get it done. And let me tell you, it might be a terrible book. I'm not kidding. Maybe it's terrible. That's fine. Because guess what? Your second book will be better. And guess what? There might be little red and white mushrooms along the way. There are no disclaimer, legal disclaimer. There are no magic mushrooms of any kind. There are no mushrooms of any kind in the course. It is not included. That is your own prerogative. No. The only psychedelics we have are creativity in the sky. Okay, I got to stop. Hey, I got things to do. I got to, like, find Pepper, and I'm actually pretty lost here. I really don't know where I am. I took a turn at some point. But yeah, guess what? I'll find it. Guess what? Because I have a phone and a GPS. Guess what? You want to get that book done? We'll get you there. Come find us. I think it's at bbb.repossible.com. Boost your brand with a book. Because what we are going to solve first is that decision fatigue or the lack of decision fatigue. You've been on the fence, it's time to get off the fence, put your boat in the water, float downstream. Let's get that book done. I'm Bradley Schrovener, this is Thursday Thunder. I'm here every week. Are you?